Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps, I'm super excited. I've got a great guest. I actually met him at the Impact event in Denver, and he is just an awesome expert. His name is Eli Delaney, and he is an automated marketing architect. I love that, man. Eli, how are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome, Brian. How about you?
I'm fantastic. So what I like to do is I like to start off by getting people to know who Eli is. So I want to know a little bit of your backstory, and we've got something in common. You're a roadie, and I wasn't quite a roadie, but I was close. But how'd you go from being a roadie to a rock star?
Well, it's funny because I grew up in the music industry. I was a musician, classically trained in voice, all that kind of fun stuff, except I had this one problem with stage fright, which, you know, knowing that now I'm a speaker is kind of funny. But I went from that to basically the behind the scenes, started doing audio and lighting for other bands, had a lot of fun with that, and eventually found my way to Arizona, had a blast, except for the fact that my boss had some recreational habits that affected my paycheck. I'm sure you can fill in the blanks with that one, and decided it was time to move on. So from there, I moved into working for a small computer shop in the Phoenix, Arizona area, and learned how to build computers, how to do all the ins and outs there, and we were also a small internet provider. Basically, when AOL was just on the uprise, they were just starting to take off, and so we were a competitor to them. I learned the ins and outs of Unix and the back-end systems, and eventually figured out how to build a website. Had a lot of fun with it, grew my web and graphic design company to, five employees, opened up an office, 3 to 5 contracts a week, and eventually really got burned out and tired of it and decided, you know what I really like doing is teaching this stuff. And that's basically the 20 years in a very, very short amount of time.
Awesome, man. Yeah, no, that's quite the story. And I get the whole burnt out on computers thing, man, because it's tech support is not a fun place to be. So, Eli, you're kind of, to give my audience some kind of perspective, you're huge into Infusionsoft, which is this big email and marketing program, has all kinds of nooks and crannies and stuff. So as an automated marketing architect, what I want you to do is kind of frame out why people need to be aware of setting up that kind of ecosystem for their business. What's the foundation behind this?
Okay. Well, and you mentioned Infusionsoft. That's a software that we actually prefer to use, but it doesn't matter what level you're at. Even if you're just starting with a free MailChimp account, the idea is everything you do in your business, we work so hard and we have so many moving parts. We want to automate as much as we can to make it very simple so we can focus on driving traffic or driving leads or doing what's most important for us. Like for me personally, teaching is my favorite thing in the world to do, and I would much rather do that than sit there and have to go, oh, wait a minute, dude, what am I going to put in my newsletter this week? And so my goal is to help people come up with a structure of following up more effectively, staying connected with their prospects without having to manually do every little step along the way.
That totally makes sense. All right, so give us an example of that automation. What are some of the steps that people need to think about when they're developing this plan? Because it really is a system. I mean, it's you get a contact. What do you do there? You know, how do you keep in touch with them? How do you keep growing that relationship? Because that's really what it's about. It's relationship marketing, right?
Oh, definitely. And the first thing you need to think about is how to segment out the people that you connect with. So as an example, you and I met at the Denver Impact event. So that was a networking event. I flew in, you flew in, we met each other. But what happens after that? And this is where if you're listening in, you should get out a piece of paper and write this down, because you want to go, what's the next step? And sit down and go, okay, I want to follow up. Maybe that's an email. Maybe that's connecting on Facebook. Maybe that's a phone call. You know, figure out what the next step is. But then fast forward 3 weeks and go, okay, what's the next step? What do we want to do now? Because what people tend to forget is that it's not just a one-touch type of thing. You know, people go networking, or they could do just about anything, but they go out, they meet people, they have a great time, they make some great connections, and then they lose track. And anybody who has a background in sales has studied this stuff at all, you'll hear lots of different stats, and stats basically say that most sales are made between 6 and 12 touches with a prospect, yet most people who call themselves sales professionals give up after 3. So what I like to say is that your prospect is just getting warmed up about the time you're giving up.
Oh man, that is so true and so spot on. So now we've figured out this system. What are some of the integral parts that people need to think about? I mean, you know, is it email marketing? Is it web marketing? Is it what kind of things do you work with your clients and recommend that people need to do in this follow-up sequence?
The very first thing that you want to do is think about email as one tool, but you want to have an integration of online and offline stuff and multiple channels within that. And, you know, we've heard that marketing channels, what does that really mean? That means email is one tool. Email is my favorite, but it's not the end all. It's not the only thing that you use. You know, you might want to connect with somebody on Facebook and just shoot them a message every once in a while. If you were to go through and just connect with somebody after you meet them at an event, and then once a month, go to their profile, comment, like, share something they put out there, all of a sudden you become top of mind awareness again. And that's the goal with everything we do if we're in business, is to make sure when it comes to our products and services, we're top of mind. And that one little touch will make a difference. Sending them just a thank you card afterwards, or a little letter saying, hey, by the way, just want to touch base with you. I saw this, thought it'd be important to you. That phone call once in a while, or a Skype call and just say, hey, just want to touch base. How's it going? Is there anything I can do to help you out? Those little one-step pieces are what makes a difference. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, Brian does this stuff and he can help me out. Because people buy when they're ready to buy, not when we're ready to sell them. I mean, we want people to buy something like yesterday, and we just have to stay in touch with them because they're not going to buy until they actually need our products. They need to know they need our products, and they feel comfortable with us as the expert, and we're the ones that actually care about their results.
So true, man. So true. So since I know you've done a lot of funnels, I know you've done a lot of work in this area, what are some of the most common mistakes that you see people making when they're starting to get into this automated marketing?
One of the biggest ones that I see, and this is huge, is trying to throw everybody into the same funnel. And a perfect example of this is, you know, I do a lot of affiliate marketing where I'm affiliates for other people promoting their stuff. And of course, it's always in a situation, it's somebody that I know, somebody that I trust, I like their products, either I've used their products or I know them really, really well to the point where I trust their products and I'm happy to refer them out. But what ends up happening is that person, then as soon as I become an affiliate for them, they start promoting me to buy all of their stuff, and they put me on their general list, and that's a big no-no, because I'm there to promote their stuff and not there to necessarily buy their stuff, and you want to differentiate the two. And that's where I see a lot of mistakes, is people just throw everybody into one blast email type of system, and it's a one-size-fits-all, which really isn't the case. And what that does is it actually alienates your people more than actually building the relationship.
Yeah, so true. I mean, and you know, and that's one of the biggest challenges I think a lot of people have, is when you get something like Infusionsoft, it's really easy to do that because it's got tags and it's got all those, you know, advanced features. When you get to something like AWeber or MailChimp or Constant Contact, it's not as easy to move people from one list to another. And so, and people forget. I mean, you know, it's easy for me to put somebody on 3 different lists because they come to one webinar, they're an affiliate, they're all this other stuff. And that's where having a more advanced system, it's really a bonus and a benefit, but obviously it needs to be supported by advanced business. So can you give us some examples where you've taken people from what I consider to be the basic tools to the higher end tools like Infusionsoft, where they've seen a big growth in their business, a big jump? I'm basically looking for a good case study.
Yeah, definitely. We have one client who's come to us, and it was really a lot of fun. I actually did a mapping session for her, and we started off with just the basic, and she's not using Infusionsoft, by the way. This was a very, very simple process. And here's something, anybody can do this, by the way, so feel free to write this down and jump on it, go do it today, is look at your past list, people who bought from you but you haven't been communicating with, and write them an email with something similar to this. Subject line is, I've been such a slacker. Seriously, that's your subject line. And then you write in the email, I am so sorry, I haven't communicated with you the way I should have. I promise that I'm going to change that this year, and I wanted to shoot you a quick email as an apology and a thank you for hanging out. What can I do for you? And then just sign it and send that email. See what happens. This was number one out of a series of four emails that were planned. And then, again, this is just email marketing. This didn't even touch on anything else yet. She sent her first email. She got 100% response, and it closed over $12,000 worth of sales.
Wow. Okay, that's a success story.
Yeah, and I can say that obviously results are not typical, but that's pretty cool. You know, I mean, even if you got a 10% or 5% response, just opening up those doors with something simple like that. And I guarantee there are people listening to this that are in that situation where they've got a list, but they haven't done anything with it, because we've all been there. I know that. And so this is a simple little process that you can do. Start with that one email and go from there. And when people reply back, respond as quickly as possible. Start that relationship back up. You'll get results.
Love it. So Eli, you've got a way to help my people get their arms around this automated marketing system. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, what I've got, and this is a very, very basic point. One of the things I teach a lot on is networking and how to connect more effectively, whether it be you're in a local network with your chamber of commerce, B&I groups, things like that, or whether you're going halfway across the country to events like the Impact event that you and I met at. The process is the same, but a basic follow-up so you can stay in touch with those people that you meet is really, really critical. And this is just the very first step. But I do have the networking follow-up blueprint. It is something that I like to help people become more effective and close more sales by basically staying in touch with those people that you meet, turning those casual connections into actual cash clients. And so that's the name of it, is the Networking Follow-Up Blueprint. It's a very straightforward guide. It's something I like to share to help you out. I want to give it to everybody on the call. I do have a link for it. It's at ymurocks.com/bacon.
Sizzling, baby. Love it. Hey, Eli, man, this has been fantastic. If people want to get a hold of you, obviously not during your vacation, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way is, honestly, go on to any social media site, look me up, Eli Delaney, ELYDELANEY, do a search, you can find me, I'm very, very easy to find. Reach out, just pop in, say hi, tell them that you met me on this show, or that you heard me on this show. That's really, really big, and I'm happy to connect with anybody. I love to share this kind of stuff.
Cool, man. Well, this has been fantastic. You've dropped some sizzling hot bacon knowledge bombs, man. I love it. And I think my peeps got a lot out of it. I know I got a lot out of this. So, man, thank you again for joining the show.
Well, thank you, Brian. It's my pleasure. If there's anything I can ever do to help you out, reach out and let me know anytime.
You know I will, man.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.